This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and joining me again after we had the rant yesterday, part one. Now we're going to have the rant, patriotic rant, part two. That will be presided by the professor. This block of instruction will be given to you by the professor. He is the student of the gun. He is Paul Markle. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Yes, indeed.
So yesterday we were ranting a lot about the military, about the country. Paul and I are both military veterans. Paul went a little deeper than I did, a few other things besides that. We both gave the government more than one chance to get us killed, and they never took us up on it. But we were there. We were ready for that if that's what came up. Now, yesterday, you like you said, yesterday we were talking about the problem. Today you want to talk about the solution.
That's right.
Let me have it.
Yeah, I was part of the, it's funny you bring that up, you know, the opportunity to get us killed. I was part of the last successful war that we fought. I was part of Gulf War One. See, we were in, you know, Gulf War One. We didn't know that it was part one. We just knew that it was a thing. And we had Gulf War Part Two that we ended up, well, we spent, oh, I can't even imagine the total price tag, what, $1 trillion and tens of thousands of lives, and then we surrendered. So I'm actually fortunate to be part of the last victory, the last recorded victory that we had.
Right.
We actually, yeah. But to summarize, from yesterday, the State of the Union is, I'm gonna keep with your FCC ratings.
Thank you.
The State of the Union is not good. It is less than good. And it's the, you know, it's not a fun truth, but it is the truth. Last week we talked about people get all bunched up about the truth and they're like, I don't want to hear that. I'm like, well, whether you want to hear it or not, it doesn't change the reality. And the reality is that our criminal government, the criminal government that's in place, has decimated our military. And we like to thump our chests and say we're the biggest and baddest and you know, nobody could ever mess with us. Well, that may have been the case at one point in time, but what happens now? What happens when you decimate your military on purpose? And, you know, we hinted at it yesterday about, you know, there is actually a solution. And the solution that we have, it's almost too obvious, Bill. And it's us. It's you and me. It's our neighbors. It's American citizens, because we're in a unique position as inhabitants of planet Earth that we actually can do that. We actually can be citizen soldiers. And I'm not talking about the National Guard.
Right.
You know, I know the National Guard likes to use that as their recruiting slogan, and good on them for that. But the National Guard is not really, well, it's not the militia. How many times have you had somebody tell you, Second Amendment only applies to the militia, and the militia is the National Guard. And so therefore we can, you know, the government's allowed to restrict any kind of weapons they want. Bill, is the National Guard and the militia the exact same thing?
No. No, the militia is everybody. Every able-bodied man
is the people. Yeah. That's right. The militia, see, the National Guard, you know, is fine as an organization, but the National Guard is beholden to who? The state.
Yep.
The National Guard is controlled by the government. The militia is controlled by the community. The militia is controlled by the people. And our founders knew this. Our founders knew, you know, going way back into the late 1600s, way before, you know, when Washington was a little baby, we had militias. And, you know, if your audience has ever read American history, we had organizations called training bands. And a training band was essentially, it was the citizens, the able-bodied adult male citizens. And they started the boys out when they were in their mid to late teens, and they would voluntarily meet on the training field or what did they call that square or that area in the center of town? The drill field.
Right.
They called it the drill field. That's where we got that. And they would drill. They would, participate in military tactics. They would participate in military training. Can you imagine that, Bill? Citizens being allowed to engage in military training? But that was when we were a colony of the United Kingdom. That was way before 1775, 76. So the concept of being a citizen soldier was built into us. And it's taken 50 years of deliberate evil from the mainstream media to turn the term militia into a pejorative. You know, when the talking head imbeciles on ABC, CNN, whatever, when they say the word militia, it's never a good thing, is it?
No.
No, and we even have the FBI running PSYOP operations to discredit a militia so that Johnny Imbecile to the average Kyle and Karen in America, if they hear the term militia, they think, oh, that's bad. Those are bad people. And you brought it up yesterday about our government, our army under Miley doing a stand down to talk about the extremism. And we got to get rid of the extremists. You mean the people that believe in the Constitution? Those ones we have to get rid of? The ones who read the Constitution, who believe that the United States is a republic? That's who we need to get out of the army?
What? Who's going to join the army that doesn't believe that, though, nowadays?
Well, yeah, that's the thing is, who are they recruiting? What kind of people are they trying to put into our military? Are they just trying to put in mindless yes men who will do whatever they're told regardless? Because I know when you and I, we learned the Articles of War, the Laws of War and the Articles of Land Warfare. And when I was in boot camp, they used the My Lai massacre as one of the examples. And they told us in no uncertain terms, look, violation of the law following orders is not an excuse. And they taught us, when I was a private, they taught me. And it's like, you can't violate the law and then turn around and say, well, yeah, but such and such ordered me to, so I didn't have a choice. I'm sure, did you learn that in basic training?
Oh, yeah. But I tell you what, hang on for me if you can, because coming up on the first break, we're going to hear the solution to some of the ills of the country today, because Mr. Markle, like myself, we look at it, and I got a question for you when we get back. That's one thing I would like to add. I've got one thing I want to ask you. Student of the Gun, this is a hub. This is where you can go to get some instruction. This is where you can go to get a blowout kit. This is where you can go to get some books. All coming to you from the mind of Markle. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Sykes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Sykes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SykesTactical.com. Sykes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I'm talking to Paul Markle, and we're talking about the state of the country, the state of the military. The state of the military is an important thing, and I got a question for you. Are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready. Send it.
So, on the one hand, I look at my time in the military and the guys I served with, and I see nothing but a thing of beauty. All of my time was spent during the Cold War, so what we had to be ready to do and ready to go for was, you know, paramount. And we did it. We won the Cold War without firing a shot.
Won the Cold War.
I thought that.
Well, there were a lot of shots fired, but there were a lot of proxy wars.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Still won it anyway. Still won it anyway.
We won it, though.
And now I look back at it, and although that was great and everything else, and I met some guys that still today, and I mean, I'm 33 years removed from the military. I was only in for 7. 33 years removed from it. Now, when I look at the state of the world today, I have questions, Paul. I have questions. One question is, did I waste my youth on this country?
Mm-hmm.
When you join the military, right, you're giving them your life.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't something where you're like, well, this will be a job I do, and they provide the uniform, and they have a chow hall that I don't have to pay for, and this, that, and the other, and all these other things. And it's not a job with guns and camouflage, right? It's a life.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking on a new life, and you're giving them your life. And sometimes I sit back, and I look at the way things go today, and I kind of feel like I wasted that youth of mine.
Oh, it's easy to think that, and it's easy, you know, I was talking to another veteran, a guy who's actually a career guy, and I said, you know, we were having adult beverages, and I said, 30 years ago, I could have never imagined that the United States would be the bad guy, you know, that I believed in the country. You know, Ronald Reagan was my first commander in chief.
Yep.
You know, I believed in the country, and I believed in what I was doing. And I don't think that I was naive. You know, looking back at it, as a nation, as a republic, you need that. And you need to grow people. You need to grow sons specifically that have that sense of duty, you know, is God, country, core, you know, that's, you know, the Marine Corps is, you know, first to God, second to the country, third to the core. And what we have now, I mean, we didn't even talk about the fact that our country committed an act of war against Russia.
Yeah.
We did. And the only people, you know, as soon as that Nord Stream blew up, we were, my friend and I, the veteran guy, we looked at each other and like, okay, there's only a couple of countries in the world that could have pulled that off, and it wasn't Russia. That kind of narrows it down.
Right.
And I don't, you know, the thing is, they're like, but Putin was, you know, he's in Ukraine, or he was threatening Ukraine or whatever at the time, so that was justified. No, brothers and sisters, we're not, are we at war with Russia, yes or no? Did we declare war against them, yes or no? The answer, of course, is no. Ukraine is not a NATO country. They want to be, and that's part of the reason that Putin is there.
Let me ask you.
There's no way.
Do you look at,
go ahead.
I look at Ukraine the same way we were looking at Cuba during the Cuban Missile Crisis. I kind of think Putin looks at Ukraine in the same way we were looking at Cuba, because
he absolutely does.
Okay. I just want to make sure that I hadn't run.
No, he absolutely does. We're a bunch of narcissistic a-holes in America. We're like, how dare he? It's like, if Putin said, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to Cuba and I'm going to park, I don't know, a half a dozen or 100, doesn't matter, ICBMs in Cuba. Point them at Miami. We had a stroke when they were doing that.
Right.
Who was in charge? Was it Khrushchev was in charge at the time? I think Khrushchev was in charge at the time during the Cuban Missile Crisis. And, you know, we're like, absolutely not. You are not going to do that. We're not going to allow it. And we had that standoff, right? And, we've been taught to hate him. And I don't think he's a good guy, but I don't think the guys in charge in Ukraine are good guys either.
No.
You know, when two bad guys are fighting each other, the idea that you have to take one of their sides is first of all, it's short-sighted, it's arrogant, and it's stupid. And the idea that somehow the government of the Ukraine is occupied by saints is laughable. And so we're going to get the United States of America into I can't remember who it was. They sent me a message there after was it Monday or Tuesday that Putin and China officially said that they were out of the START treaty?
Right.
And someone's like, well, here we are. The Democrats just put us right back into the Cold War.
Yep.
We're right back into the Cold War. I mean, look at what happens. Yesterday we mentioned how actions have consequences. And when we allowed that coup, we allowed the deep state coup to go unchallenged in 2020, in November of 2020, we put ourselves, or Afghanistan is run by the Taliban, only they're run by a Taliban that is better armed than they were 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, some of the stuff is showing up on eBay.
We're right back where we were, only we're in a worse position. We were in a better position in 2001 than we are today with the Taliban. We won the Cold War, and the Democrats, the criminal communist scumbag Democrats, have put us right back into it. We're back in a position where we're talking about nuclear, you know, the threat of nuclear war.
Yep. Well, that's the point.
Whereas
you made the point, you know what, we'll talk about this in the next segment. You made a very good point yesterday, and we need to highlight that, how serious the good point is and what it actually means. But Student of the Gun is a hub, studentofthegun.com. That there you can see the professor and his merry band of Jared and Zach. Who does the podcast with you?
Well, Zach is he's the brains behind it.
Oh, okay.
He makes it go up.
Gotcha.
Yeah. He's the one that makes it go out to the world.
Gotcha. You need to go check them out, because this kind of ranting is a daily occurrence at Student of the Gun, especially when Professor Markle gets out there and he's got a full head of steam. We're going to be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. Alex Murdaugh claims the death of his wife and son are connected to a fatal boat accident a year ago.
Or people who did what I saw on June the 7th, they hated Paul Murdaugh and they had anger in their heart.
Before his death, son Paul Murdaugh was charged for crashing a boat in 2019 while drunk, killing one of his passengers.
Consumer sentiment is improving for the third straight month. The University of Michigan's final reading of February edged up 3% from January, while the short-term economic outlook improved for most Americans. The survey noted considerable uncertainty over inflation. Lawsuits against Norfolk Southern over the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, are increasing quickly. The Ohio-based law firm Johnson & Johnson has filed a class-action lawsuit against the railroad. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to the professor, Paul Markle. You made a point yesterday that the thing that was saving us the most was the fact that we have two big oceans between us and our closest possible enemy, which, but we do have a fairly open southern border, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a couple of scenarios where they could be sort of disruptive, but really, truly, the only big, large-scale attack they could do, unfortunately, or fortunately, whichever one you want to look at it is, and we found out that they could actually do it, would be a nuclear attack.
Yep.
And the southern border might, there might be some people come in and everything else, but, I mean, there's 15 power stations, 15 that are connected on the eastern seaboard that if they were knocked out, and we know now those can be knocked out with gunfire, that 93 million people would be without power. And that would be very disruptive. But then we come back to that citizen army that you were talking about. But, I mean, lots of things out there that are always in play and everything. And I mean,
we had, if you, the media covered it up.
Yeah.
But if you care to look, There were attacks on power stations in the Las Vegas area, and they were jihadi attacks. They were committed by jihadis. This year, right around Christmas time, and the media covered it up. We had a jihadi attack in Times Square on New Year's Eve, and they covered it up. It's almost like we're right back to 2001. We've learned nothing. And see, that's why I said, told my friends, you know, like, they're like, my kid wants to go in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, whatever. What do you think? I'm like, don't do it. Don't send them there. Because the government that we have right now is run by criminals, and they use your children as fodder.
Indeed.
Sniffy Joe, the dementia-riddled meat puppet, has not been held account for the 13 deaths that he forced on us. That Miley scumbag has not been held to account for the deaths in Afghanistan that were completely and totally needless. They should not have happened. But the good news is that as of today, you, if you're living and breathing in the United States of America, can still be a citizen soldier. I know a lot of your people in the audience are, and you're, they're thinking, they look at the news, they see what's going on. You know, if they're not mask wearing, shot taking sheep, they think, all right, I know I should be doing something. You know, that gut feeling. But I don't know what it is.
Right.
What should I be doing? You know, did I ever get you a copy of the Patriot Fire Team Manual?
I don't think I have one of those.
Shame.
Shame.
Not shame. Because I wrote the Patriot Fire Team Manual about 2014, 2015. And it was to address that, you know, I feel like, you know, people feel like it in their guts. They're like, I know I should be doing something, but I don't know what that something is.
Right.
And what happens is, you know, when people have that feeling, generally they just run out and buy stuff. You know, they buy a gun or they buy this or they buy that. And that's cool. You know, there's nothing wrong with owning stuff, but, you know, buying things, that just makes you an owner. It's like Cooper said, you are no more owning a gun, no more makes you an armed citizen than owning a guitar makes you a musician.
Right.
You know, so what are you going to do? And so I was in the, you know, in the infantry, the Marine Corps infantry, and the core unit of the Marine Corps infantry is the fire team. You know, that's what it comes down to. It comes down to those four guys. And then you take a fire team and you build squads, and you take squads, you build platoons, and you build companies, and so on and so forth. But the core unit is actually the fire team.
Right.
And for the average person, you know, what I would say is, do you have three or four people upon which you can rely, that you could call if you were on a trip? You know, I used to travel a lot. I don't travel as much anymore. But I used to travel a lot, and, you know, I had my wife and kids at home and stuff. And, you know, the question is, if something's going down at your house, could you make a phone call and say, hey, my wife needs help. My family needs help. Do you have the person or the people on the other end of the phone that will say, no matter what time of day or night it is, gotcha. They'll hang up the phone and drive straight to your house. Do you have those kind of people? You know, and so we came up with a concept. I called it the Patriot Fire Team. And the reason I did it was because I didn't want to use the term militia, because I know that most people have been psyoped and brainwashed into believing, despite the fact that, you know, the militia is the law of the land. You know, you're aware of the Dick Act or the Efficiency of the Militia Act.
Yeah.
As far as I know, that has never been come off the books. It's still a law. Now, we ignore it. The federal government has chosen to ignore the law, which is not surprising, but it's still there. So we came up with that concept. I came up with it, and I wrote the book, you know, Patriot Fire Team Manual. And it was essentially a, how do I do this? You know, and how do I get my friends involved? How do I talk to people? How do I talk to my family?
You know,
how do we get people to work together?
I guess it really depends upon the makeup of who you're getting. Now, like if you were asking me, right, if you live next to me and you're asking me, I still have that. There's a few people that I serve with that I keep in touch with that if they called me and said, I have trouble, I'm dropping stuff and I'm heading their way. I'm invested in that. So I guess it really, I mean, and that's not really something you can teach, is it?
No, the thing is we've become so distant from even our friends because of the evils of technology.
Right.
One of the things I said, you know, I tell people, it's like, well, how do I get people involved? And I said, hold a medical class. That's one of the things that we, you know, we do constantly. We do a beyond what we call beyond the boo-boo traumatic medical class and teach people how to save other people's lives. And so that, I mean, how most people can't, they couldn't argue with that. You know, they're like, oh, that's a terrible idea. You shouldn't teach people how to save other people's lives. You know, that's kind of like the gateway drug. And, you know, you hold a training class, and the best qualifier or the best way to figure out who's serious and who's not is you tell your friends, you're like, hey, Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, we're all meeting here, to do this class. You're invited and this is what you need to bring. And come Saturday morning, you write down the names of the people who showed up, and the people who didn't, that's their first strike. You know, if they can't be bothered to engage in training that would literally save their own lives or the lives of their families, then they're probably not going to be a reliable person.
No.
And then you build on that. And, you know, what I've written actually three Patriot Fire Team books. I did the original manual, and then people said they wanted more. And they had, you know, people had a lot of really specific detail questions about what kind of gun should I have, what kind of this, what kind of that, whatever. And so I wrote one called The Equipment Guide, where I went really super heavy into detail on stuff, you know, gear.
Okay. Do me a favor. Hang on right there, if you will.
I will.
Studentofthegun.com. Now, I was just talking about the books earlier about the kind of things you can find there. And Paul writes books that are designed to be read and comprehended fast and easy, which is what you want in a, I don't know, in a, like a fire maneuver setup. If you can do it fast and easy, that means you're fairly competent. And that's the way Paul writes his books. And all of these are designed from the mind that has been in a military setting. And the military setting is very practical and very lethal. And that's all you need to know. All of this you can find at studentofthegun.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we are talking to the Professor Paul Markle, student of thegun.com. And real quick, let's just do this for this segment, just so we can give people an overview of this. You've been talking about the importance of the citizen soldier, about how communities can take care of their own and be a loose sort of cohesive unit and everything. Let's start with the nondescript, generic citizen soldier, and let's talk about kitting him up. So let's start with the weapon.
Yeah. So, you know, that we like, the first thing we did was, you know, the Patriot Fire Team manual, and it was kind of the established the concept, you know, basically this is what the concept is. Do you believe it or don't you? And if you don't believe it, awesome. Move on with your life, wash your hands and go on. And then we moved into, I had a lot of questions into the equipment guide, and that's the detailed stuff. And it breaks down to two different types of platforms. And I know a lot of people don't like that term, but, in the United States of America, the most prevalent rifle in production is the AR-15, the Stoner based AR-15.
Right.
And there's probably 100 companies in the United States of America offering some variant. But the nice thing about that is, despite that fact, is 99% of them all take the exact same magazines. You know, they have the same basic characteristics, functional characteristics, you know, whether it's a gas impingement gun or whether you spent the extra money on a piston gun. And the funny thing is 10 years ago, everybody had to have an AR-15 piston gun. And now here we are. 2023, and it seems like everybody's over it.
Yeah.
It seems like everybody's over that. But, you know, that's every American. I don't give a fat rat's rear end what these scumbag Democrats and criminals in D.C. have to say. Every American citizen, every household should absolutely have a standard AR-15 black rifle, Stoner based rifle. And the good news is, you know, you don't have to spend $1,000 or $1,500 or $2,000 to get a good functional, reliable rifle. And you don't need $3,000 worth of accessories either.
Nope.
You need the quintessential one right now is kind of the M&P 15, you know, But there's a lot of companies that make something similar to that, whether it's a Ruger one or whether, you know, Daniel Defense is a little bit up there, and I'm sure you've got some sponsors, you know, Arrow Precision and stuff like that. But the fact is, you just, all you really need is a pretty much box stock rifle. And then if you, you feel the need to add things later, you know, go for it. Bill, do you have much experience with the Car 15?
No.
Okay. Well, you know the Car 15, which started out as the XM177 in Vietnam.
Yes.
That's probably what, still to this day, one of the handiest, lightweight, you know, you can, my kids, when they were 10, 12 years old, were shooting AR-15s, you know. Your 97-pound daughter can shoot that gun. You know, your wife can shoot that gun. It's not going to, you know, knock her over. She's not going to be overwhelmed by the impulse or anything. And see, that's something that you need to think about is a lot of these guys are like, oh, I'm going to have a Scar Heavy or whatever. Like, well, that's great. But when I buy, you know, when I buy a gun like that, I want to think, can everybody in my household, can I teach everyone in my household, every responsible adult, teenagers, whatever, how to use that gun? And could they use it if I wasn't standing there? You know? When I was on the road, there was an AR-15 loaded and ready to go, and my wife could pick it up, flip the switch, and go to town if she needed to.
Right.
And that's what I want. So everybody should, you know, every American household at very least should have a standard AR-15, 223, 556. Don't get wrapped around the axle with 300 blackouts and all this other funky stuff. Just keep it simple. And that's what I talked about in the equipment guide. You know, that, and then the other side is if you want something really seriously robust, get an AK, 7.62 by 39 AK. And, you know, people are like, oh, they're too big and too heavy. It's like, dude, 12-year-olds in Africa carry those. Pretty sure you can handle it.
Sure.
Pretty sure you can handle
it. The thing I think about in the choice, and I mean, I'm an AR guy, and the reason I think about that is that I think around these parts of something happened, and I managed to survive some of it, that I'm going to be able to find some parts and mags and ammo in the field. I'm going to be able to do some pickups here and there.
There's more magazines, parts, aftermarket parts, accessories, replacement parts, triggers for the AR-15 than any other gun in the United States or America. It's the top dog. So it just makes sense.
We're going to run out of time. But what about handgun? What about secondary weapon? What about that?
Well, secondary weapon, you know, there's a 9mm striker fired polymer frame gun. You know, there's lots. There's the Glock, and then everybody else has their own version of the Glock.
Sure.
But, you know, same reason. Same reason I recommend that is because if I've got a Glock 19 or 17 in my house, my wife can use it. My kids can use it. They know how to make it go bang if they need to make it go bang. It's simple. It's easy to fix if you need to, and there's lots of accessories for it.
Well,
lots of mags and lots of ammo.
With the Glock, especially with the 9mm, like right now my carry gun today, and you're going to snigger at this, but my carry gun today is a Terran Tactical Innovations Glock 26. And it is bad. It's bad with two D's. But the thing I like about it is I can use the 10 rounder or the 12 rounder or the 15 rounder or the 17 rounder or the 21 rounder or the 27 rounder or the 33 rounders, of which I have all of those.
If you're feeling froggy, man, jump.
Yeah. So.
If I can impart something to your audience before we run out of time.
You got about 2 minutes. Go.
You are a citizen of the United States of America. You're an American citizen. You were born to be a citizen soldier. You don't need permission. The training is there. The information is there. The only reason you don't have the information, the only reason you don't have the training is because you've decided it's not a priority. If it is a priority, I beg you, go to studentofthegun.com, look at what we've got, see what we've got, Patriot Fire Team Manual is a great place to start. I've got a good friend, Nick Orr, who wrote a book called The Pipe Hitter's Guide. He's got a couple of them, Pipe Hitter's Guide to Crushing the Coming Societal Breakdown. That's another good primer. But make the decision that you are going to be a citizen soldier, because as an American, you don't need anybody's permission. The permission has already been granted and given to you. So it's important. It's only the future of the nation.
Or your future.
That's all.
Future freedom.
Yeah. It's only the future of, because we're it. If we fall, there's nowhere else to go, brothers.
This means something to people like me and Paul. And I mean, some people are out there and they look at the military as, I don't know what they look at it as, but in the time that he and I joined, you were patriotic, and we didn't have nuclear science degrees, but we went and put ourselves in places nobody wants to go. We were prepared to do things nobody wants to do. We embraced misery, and we called it good training. And while we did it, nothing happened in the United States, which that's the measure. That's the measure. Keeping America safe is the measure. We stood on the little hill looking out over all that we surveyed, and behind us was America, and the message was, sleep tight, because I got this. And we did this. So we have a stake. We've got skin in this game. This means a lot to us to see this country remain free. And it is floundering right now, and I get why it's floundering, but you can go to studentofthegun.com, and you can start getting some insight on how you can make a difference. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. I have to do it when you're more keyed up, though. You seemed a little in control today. I like it. I was
trying to stick you. You warned me about violating your FCC ratings by talking about ropes and trees.
Yeah. Anyway. Thank you for joining me today. Stay out of the snow.
Yeah.
Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.